Do you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I never did call where a cow was a pen.
Uh-huh.
I called a pen where a pig was a pig pen, but I never heard of a cow pen.
Well, a lot of these questions are,
and more of a barn. A cow was always in a barn,
uh-huh.
And they had stalls in the barn where they might have a cow in this stall and a horse in this stall, see? Of course, if it was a dairy, they might have stall after stall with cows in them.
What would you call the fenced-in area around the barn where the animals could walk around? Just a small area?
I don't know what I'd call it.
Well, where did your father keep his horse?
In the horse lot. We just called it a horse lot. It was next door to our... See, they built the house on the two lots on the corner, and then they used that lot on the other side of the horse lot, and they had a rail fence all around both of them. They had a rail fence between the horse lot and our lot. We had a fence all around the two lots, and we had another fence all around the other lot. It's called a rail fence. It has a rail at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
It has wire between, and it has another rail on top, and I've walked around it many a day.
Do you ever see if you wanted to raise the rail fence a little bit, make an X-shaped thing and two X-shaped?
No, we didn't, not in town. It was high enough. It was about 5 feet high, I guess.
What kind of horse did your father have?
I don't know. It was a pretty brown horse, but I don't know what it was. The boys in the neighborhood took it out and pounded it, and it died.
Took it out what?
Pounded it. That means they rode it too long and too hard during the night. They stole it out and then brought it back before day, and it died. We had the vet to come, but he couldn't save it.
Did your father just like horses, just to ride?
Well, he was born in Mount Lebanon, and they always had horses then, and he was a doctor, and that was his motive of going to his patients. But my grandfather lived down on Spring Street, and he had a buggy that he went to see his patients in. He was older.
Talking about the chickens, what would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen.
Uh-huh. So if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in her nest to fool her? Did you ever see something that people put in the nest?
Oh, we have a... I have one. a china egg.
Uh-huh.
That's real china. Uh-huh. I have my mother's.
And
I came across it the other day. But that really is no wise tale. It
didn't work?
No, that didn't have anything to do with the laying.
When you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
The breastbone?
Uh-huh.
Pulley bone?
Do you ever hear any stories about that?
No, just we used to pull it, and one person would say if you get the long one, your wish would come true. And one would say if you get the short and the wish would come true. Now which one's right and which one's wrong, I don't know. But we used to wish on it, you know. Each one of us would get one end of the bone and pull on it and just decide which one was. I think they mostly said the short one would come true, but I don't remember.